Welcome to Auroville Radio. Hello from Nadia. Today I have the pleasure to have Mirta Morigi here in our studio. Mirta Morigi is an Italian artist and expert in ceramics. She comes from Faenza, which is the city of ceramics in Italy and in the world. So she comes from a long and great culture of ceramic, and she's a member of different board and cooperatives and unions of ceramic artists in the world, not only in Italy, but also in the world. She comes often to Auroville to build up relationships with Aurovillians, and not only Aurovillians, with Indians, in terms of, again, of art and ceramics. So I want to ask Mirta a little bit about herself and about her travels here. How are you, Mirta?
I'm very fine. When I am in Auroville, I am usually very fine.
So I know this is not the first time in Auroville. What I want to know from you, what brought you here? Why did you come here? How did you end up here?
In 2007, I was invited in a meeting, ceramic meeting, called Clay Age in Australia. We are master, and we are a group of master, and some of these was Adil Breiter.
From Auroville.
From Auroville. So at this time, I don't know a lot about Auroville. Very, very few that exist, but not enough. And after this experience to work together, to meet a lot of people, we decide to take a stroll around Australia together. And so this time it becomes for us the moment to know well, to become friends. And in 2010, for the first time, when my daughter stopped to study in December in university, she has 1 month free, she told me, why we don't go in India? And so we beginning to come for the first time.
It's when, already 10 years ago.
10 years ago, when I arrived here, Adil introduced me to the pottery world, Aurovillian pottery world, because there are a lot potter. And we had speeching and PowerPoint for Situ Faenza, or what we are doing in Italy.
So you had a talk and a presentation about your work.
Talk and presentation in Bharat Nivas. We did this in a different years, twice or three, I don't remember, because when I come, I bring something new to show, and the people was enough interesting to come. We are an old ceramic city.
Faenza, you mean?
Faenza. This name, very well known in the work, that define one kind of ceramic, low temperature. It really come from my town, because we become very famous in, we make ceramic from 13th century, and in some moment of the story, we become very, very famous because we make tableware in 15th, 16th century from all over court in Europe.
So you mean that Faenza was the distributor and real one producer of...
Faenza mark in 600 years ago, or 800, yeah. Marks fatta in Faenza, like actual logos.
Yes.
And, for example, in Monaco, there will be now 200 pieces showing in the museum, and these 200 pieces took part of 1,300 pieces that Carlo Quinto ordered for her home. So many court in Europe ask to the pieces from Faenza in the Renaissance. And the Renaissance, it was really important in all this area, all Italian specific, but all this area, Mediterranean.
And as far as what I learned, this went on over the 16th century, 17th century, 18th century, up to the 19th century, up to today. So this tradition never stopped.
No, it never stopped. Never stopped. And at the beginning of the last century was a very important moment for all Europe, when England, everywhere, open museum for collect what in this place.
Ah, you mean the International Ceramics Museum?
Yeah.
Yes.
And born the internet with a cart, very famous, all Europe move in this situation to build museum, to preserve, to conserve the things, and also school.
So this, I guess, it includes pottery from Faenza, but also from the world.
At the beginning, in this age, it was very famous to make international exhibition. And Faenza, little town, but made an international exhibition. And the director has a good idea to ask to all the artists to take part of this big exhibition to leave their artistic work. This was the first body of our museum. Mm-hmm. And after, many collectionists give gifts.
More and more.
And more and more.
And now I can tell that we have 60,000 works there and 62,000 books of pottery and ceramics. This means a lot of work, a lot of interest.
I think
probably even more.
That is the most big museum ceramic in the world. Mm-hmm. And for one reason, because we collect our potter, we collect maiolica, but we collect ceramic from all over the world. We have a big collection from all over the world. And for this reason, we become heritage
of UNESCO.
UNESCO, yes. For peace. Because it's culture like monument of peace.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah. And now the museum is 15,000 meters.
15,000 square meters.
Yeah, yeah, square meters. It's a very big.
I'm really eager. I just want to go. I want
it's
to visit.
Very
it's
very big. Very big.
And this means that you have, coming from this background, this story and all this knowledge, you have a huge story behind you. You have a lot of things to tell. Every time I speak to you, you tell me new things about anything in ceramics.
When sometime to born in a city like Faenza could be good and could be heavy. But I think it's good because you can connect it. There is a language for potter. And in the last 10 years, when become easy to meet, to exchange from China to Korea to Japan, we beginning to be all connected. We went Twinstown with Toki in Japan from 39 years. Because we have a very important exhibition and many Japanese took part of this exhibition, born in 1938. Mm-hmm. Was the first exhibition.
The one that created the International Ceramics Museum.
Yeah, yes. Created from the museum.
From this collection. From this.
And we had the school. So I went in the ceramic school, and I beginning very early to go to school.
Yeah, I know you opened up. You opened up your studio when you were 21.
Yes.
So you immediately start to immediately produce, create, immediately, and sell, and
immediately.
Give.
Yes. And the last, so it's more than 40 years, 45, 46, 47 years that I have my own studio. But before I work in the other studio also.
Mm. And this is the way you learn, by going to other studios, bottega,
to learn.
There's something I wanted to ask you. I know you have a huge background and we could talk about your story forever, but there are two things that we haven't said yet. One is with whom you cooperate here in Oroville. You spoke about Adil, but is there any other potter you work with?
I met this potter from Oroville, and I dip my knowledge with them, and I have a friendly relationship. So in 2007, I invite them to take part of this big market. The idea was this. I go home and I ask, can I invite the Indian girls from the people from India? Yes. So I invite them. And in 2016, they had the first exhibition called Creta Yuga. Creta is Creta in Italiano, Yuga is Creta in Hindi, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, I don't know exactly. And the first time come in Faenza people from different part of India, Rekabai from Delhi, Pune, different. At 2 years ago, because our Argila is biennial.
Argila is the big fair and festival of ceramics that takes place
every
2 years.
It could be
a
good occasion for them also, I imagine this, because in this situation, many official countries are going and
showcasing. Yeah,
absolutely.
And
we know all the other Icheon from Korea, Jindajen from China, the city specific more important and more well known in the world for ceramic. So they can have this occasion, and I like to invite them for this. In 2018, perhaps, was more from Oroville, but this year also, in September 2020, there will be another edition of Argila, and I believe then about 12.
12 potters.
12 potters from Kolkata, from
India.
From India.
Yeah.
Also Anjini Khanna from Mumbai, different person.
Nice. So
come,
a good network
come
of
in Faenza and leave opera, etc. I think it could be good for them because it's an opportunity to meet other country and develop relation and possibly to exchange.
Of course, it can open up big gates.
I had the project to stay here until 5 February.
25.
But I changed my ticket because I'd like to stay here more and also to take part of a Anagama kiln in Indrani place. Indrani is not Orvilian, but she lives
nearby.
And she organizes. All these people are formed, many of them, in Golden Bridge with Ray Micker and Deborah.
And that is the school they come from.
Golden Bridge is a fantastic place where I think It's really fantastic.
Why do
and
you say
formed
so?
Many good potters.
Ah, great.
Even if India has terracotta for many time, for many years.
For a long time,
and
yeah.
The glaze is enough recently, after the war, or at the beginning of the century, someone from Delhi go to learn ceramic in Japan, and after open Delhi blue.
Mm-hmm.
But here there is a big polo. Here in Auroville there is a big potentiality.
Good.
I hope that our relationship about Auroville could be continuing. And I have an idea. It depends if we will try to develop to create a partnership.
Create a partnership between
from Auroville to Faenza.
Ah.
Auroville is over part, so he can be the place where potter from all over India can build a society, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Because we take part of Faenza is a town who promote city ceramic association.
So you mean that Auroville could be the place where all Indian potters gather and create a cooperative or an association?
No, cooperative no, but association.
A kind of network, existed and recognized by other countries.
Because now it's really important everywhere. Mm. Before to come here, I went in Israel. In Israel, there is one society with 500 potters.
Wow.
All the potter from the country take part of this news, something. All things could be promoted. Yes, it's some work to do. But I think that is our work need to be connected with other. Now, in Italy, AECC is Ancient City Ceramic Italian.
Mm-hmm.
We are 37 cities.
Mm-hmm.
When we make, for example, Argilla from all the city, come some people. We make exhibition. There is a news from stage, workshop, everything is communicated. India, it's a very big, big country, I know. But from the Renaissance to today, we understand that to be connected is better. To share is better.
So let us hope that
it
also
is
here.
Not reductive, but it's more informativo, more important. I think it could be a difficult mentality here, but I believe it could be better.
Yeah, let's hope that something will be created soon. And if our listeners want to know more about it, they can contact us by writing to radio@auroville.org.in, and we could put you in contact with Mirta and with the networks of potters and see if something like this can be created. Thank you so much, Mirta. You are so much inspiring. Thank you for inspiring us.
Thank you at all.